There's too much wrestling available right now. How's that for a hot take? And this is coming from somebody who's, not going to say making a living, but makes a hobby out of covering professional wrestling. But I'm faced with the sad fact that I think there is way too much wrestling available to the public right now. It's getting insane, to be quite honest with you. It really came to a head this week. You know, I've had to take a bit of a break from podcasting and working on my YouTube channels just because life has gotten busy with my own real job and my 9-to-5 job, and I just haven't had the time to do this. And I do apologize to those loyal listeners who were expecting a episode last Wednesday. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to put it out, but I'm trying to make up for it this week, and I'm coming at you hot with this topic this week. And welcome to the show. If you've never listened before, thank you for joining along. And if you're a faithful listener, thank you for coming back. I really appreciate it. This one's going to be an interesting topic. Hopefully it'll get some people talking about it, maybe get some feedback on it. And if you want to leave feedback, make sure you go on to whatever podcasting device that you use to listen to this. Send a 5-star rating, send some feedback. If you're on Spotify, there's a Q&A question that you can respond to and leave your comments in there. Or if you just want to reach out to me by old school fashion, by email, email me at bchunterwwtt@gmail.com and let me know your thoughts on it. But let's see if you give me a second here to lay this out before you attack me and tear me limb from limb. But this week, of course, I've been busy. I haven't been able to do too much as far as podcasting and YouTubing and all that stuff. And haven't been able to do much as far as wrestling watching as well. I was able to catch Money in the Bank. I did actually catch that. And I'll get to the reason why I did as well. But it was an entertaining show. But it made me realize, it's a commitment right now to be a wrestling fan, especially if you're just even a fan of AEW and WWE. I wrote down some numbers here, and this is pretty crazy. So over a one-week stretch, let's start with Forbidden Door pay-per-view that we had going on. So that all started off with the 0 Hour broadcast, which is an hour-long show. Then you had the actual pay-per-view itself, which is 4 hours, and then the media scrum that followed after. So that's another 2 hours of a wrestling product for one show. That's a total of 7 hours right there, and that was on a Saturday, I believe, that this occurred. So now let's go through a regular week of wrestling. Forget the pay-per-view that just happened, but we start off on a Monday with Monday Night Raw, which is 3 hours long. Move to Tuesday, you have NXT, which is 2 hours long. You also have NXT Level Up, which is another hour on top of that. On Wednesday, you have AEW Dynamite, which is 2 hours long. Thursday, we'll throw Impact into the bunch. I know I just mentioned AEW and WWE, but let's say Impact as well. There's 2 hours on Thursday. Rampage on Friday is 1 hour, as well as SmackDown. That's another 2 hours. And then Collision on Saturday, which is 2 hours. And then, if you want to throw in ROH, because I'm not even sure what day ROH is on TV, but that's another 2 hours there. So by my calculations, that's 19 hours of wrestling just in a week, just a regular week, no pay-per-view. But you also have to tack on Forbidden Door that happened on the 25th of June, which I said was 7 hours. So now you're up to 26 hours of wrestling. And then we finish it off with a Saturday with Money in the Bank, which we had a 1 hour kickoff show. So now 27 hours. We had a 3.5 hour show, give or take, but around 3.5. So that's another, you're up to 30.5 hours. And then the media scrum is 45 minutes. So a little over 31 hours of wrestling in 1 week. And now I haven't even included some other things like NWA. If you're a fan of NWA, you have Power as a show, which is, I believe, an hour long. I'm not even sure at this point. You have Shockwave, which is another show on YouTube for them. New Japan Pro Wrestling. If you're following that, trust me, there's a way to get all these shows. You don't have to search the world to find them. But you're talking about another 3 hour show on a regular as well there. If you're a fan of Lucha Libre and you have CMLL and AAA, I'm not even sure how long the shows are, but you definitely can get access to them. So tack on, let's say, another, at the worst, let's say 5 hours for those shows. I mean, we're getting up into, oh, wait a second. Sorry. I haven't even included YouTube and all the shows that are on YouTube, like Being the Elite, Hey EW, WWF stuff, WWE stuff, I should say. All the independent stuff, indie shows, if you decide you want to go to a local indie show as well, toss that on. You've got social media, all that stuff. You've got A and the E is now becoming WWE, basically with all their shows that they have on there, with Stone Cold Takes on America and WWE's Most Wanted Treasures and the biographies that they do. You also have the Dark Side of the Ring. I think on a safe bet, if you had an average wrestling fan who wanted to keep track of everything, we're probably talking over 40 to 50 hours of wrestling a week in some cases. That is insane. And I haven't even included the YouTube journeys that you like to take to watch old school wrestling. You know, the people that want to catch up on the Attitude Era. They look at the Golden Era or some old Jim Crockett promotions. People that go down the rabbit hole on Peacock. They decide, I'm going to go watch another pay-per-view. You know, I'm doing a podcast where I'm also covering the Monday Night Wars. So I have to watch... luckily right now, Nitro and Raw are only an hour each as far as weekly broadcasting, but they're soon going to be 2 hours apiece, and at some point they're going to be 3 hours apiece. I got to do that on top of the regular stuff that I just mentioned, the 30 hours of wrestling that's going on each week currently. And you also have, maybe you want to watch an old WrestleMania, or maybe you're doing a review on a TNA show from back in 2006, or a WCW show from 2000, or whatever you're doing. Or maybe you just really like watching old school wrestling like I do for my other YouTube channel, which is Wrestling with the 80s. And I have to do a deep dive on a whole year's worth of, say, World Class Championship Wrestling in order to do a documentary that I'm doing. I mean, I can't find the time for this. I'll be quite honest. At this time, I'm very picky and choosy about what I'm watching right now. I am not watching AEW on a regular basis because I've given it a try. I've been disappointed by a lot of things that have occurred. I'm not a fan of watching something where I'm worried about somebody getting seriously injured during the show that I'm watching. I'm also not too impressed with some of the things that go on as far as the product itself. So I'm not investing, Collision, Dynamite, Rampage, that's 5 hours of TV time. I'm not investing that per week. And plus, if I'm on social media, which again, all these wrestling fans are, I can pretty much figure out everything that went on that show just from everybody talking on social media and just the clips that are put up on there. I'd love to watch Impact, but I can't watch it on a regular basis. I just don't have the time to commit. Usually I'm recording an episode. You know, us podcasters, we're another problem on this. I also have a lot of podcasts that I listen to. I love listening to podcasts like Jim Cornette for the history side of it. I used to listen to Comrade's podcast just because of the people that he had, but I just don't have time to do a 4-hour deep dive on the gobbledygooker anymore. It's just not going to happen there. I'll watch, YouTube podcasts. I'll catch clips of things. I have tons of friends now that do wrestling podcasts. I love listening to their shows, and I listen to those while I'm sitting doing work and stuff like that. But again, my entire life is getting just absolutely just consumed with wrestling. And I've decided to push back and pull back from that kind of stuff. And you're talking to a guy. I'm not a jaded wrestling fan who doesn't like the product anymore. I've just limited myself to mostly WWE. I'm not even watching NXT. It's mostly, if I get a chance, I might watch Raw, I might watch SmackDown. Really, that's about it at the moment because I'm so busy with other things. But you're talking about a guy who's been a wrestling fan for over 40 years, who used to love to go to the video store and rent video cassettes of the best of WWF Volume 2. And I'd bring it home and I'd have that rental for 24 hours or 48 hours. And I would watch that over and over and over again. And they were crappy matches, half the matches on there. But they had me interested with the storylines and the characters and the larger-than-life stuff that was available. I used to consume wrestling magazines all the time. I'd be buying wrestling magazines to find out about these territories that I didn't have access to via TV. We didn't have the internet at that point. We couldn't look up a streaming channel to find out what was happening in Jim Crockett Promotions or Mid-South or World Class. We had to find it out through magazines, and usually that information was outdated. It was usually about 3 months outdated by the time it got published, but it was still awesome. It was still awesome. And I mean, I wonder to myself right now, if I had access to a 24/7 wrestling channel like people have now with Peacock or, you know, some of these streaming devices for other things, would I be watching it as much as some people are right now? I was the biggest wrestling fan, wrestling nerd, wrestling historian, whatever you want to call it, in the world. And I think even I would have gotten sick and tired of it. I mean, I used to watch, you know, so maybe Superstars on a weekend. If I could get Stampede, that's another hour of wrestling. So 2 hours of wrestling. I occasionally get a Saturday Night's Main Event every quarter of the year. It's an hour and a half. You'd have sometimes four pay-per-views. It used to be less than that. I might get a local promotion. I mean, I was watching stuff like IWCCW. Like, we're talking real, real obscure old school stuff, territory stuff, like up from New Jersey and Maine and stuff like that. I mean, I don't know how many times I watched the same Vic Steamboat and Tony Atlas match over and over again, or the Tasmaniac and the Boston Brute or something like that. But yeah, it wasn't pretty back then, but I will watch it because it was wrestling and I loved it because I couldn't get enough of it at this point. I can't see how anybody is keeping up on everything right now. It would be impossible. You're talking, like I say, 2 to 3 days worth of complete 24-hour days worth of wrestling that you'd have to consume on a weekly basis. And on top of that, do a job, maybe work out, maybe have a family, maybe have other interests like watch movies and stuff like that. I don't even watch movies anymore because I don't have time to. I'm watching wrestling. And that's what it takes up. I'm not begrudging it, but I just don't understand how anybody could keep on top of this stuff right now. And I mean, like I say, I do this not for a living, but it's a major hobby that I would love to someday be doing for a living. And it's still impossible to keep up on this stuff. So I wonder, folks, how in the heck are you guys doing it? Do you watch everything? What do you watch? Have you given up watching some stuff because you just don't have the time? Have you made that decision where you've cut off one promotion and watching another? Because, you know, like I say, via social media, you can keep up very easily on all the stuff that's going on in any specific promotion. But is there one that you're making sure you're catching every week? For me, there's not even that. But I'd say the one that's at the top of the list right now is WWE, because the style is more conducive to what I like. There's more storylines going on. There's more drama with that stuff as opposed to just watching six-star matches all the time. Eventually, if you have a six-star match for every match, they just become one-star matches eventually, because it's the same thing over and over. But yeah, so that's kind of where I'm coming from with the whole too much wrestling thing. And my worry about it is just oversaturation and people just becoming tired and jaded on the product. And, you know, I've seen that happening over the last little while until really just lately, we've had some amazing storylines going on. We've had the Bloodline storyline happening in the WWE, in AEW, whether you like it or not. You had all the drama going on with CM Punk and the Elite, but that was enough to get people talking and interested. But eventually this stuff plays out, and eventually the angle ends. And unless you've got just something else amazing coming along, we've seen it happen in the past. Yeah, we had Hulkamania in the 80s, and that looked like it was going to last forever. But eventually we got to the new generation. It took a while for them to pick up steam until finally we hit the Attitude Era and you had somebody like Stone Cold Steve Austin come along and reignite the wrestling world and wrestling interest. And then you had the NWO and you had the Monday Night Wars, and that lasted for a little while. And then we got into Ruthless Aggression, and then we got into the PG era, and everything started to die down again. Everything ebbs and flows, like we say. And then finally, we just get saturated with the whole WWE product, and it just, I don't know, being vanilla, kind of boring, that kind of stuff. And then we get the whole news of AEW coming along, and that sparks some interest, and that kind of died down a little bit. And now we've got a little bit more momentum going. So how long is this going to last for? That's the question. How long will it last? And will people eventually just get tired of this? But I'll tell you, like, you know, I've worked weeks where I've had burnout from the amount of hours I put in at my desk job, but at least I was getting paid for it. You know, right now I'm not getting paid for any of this stuff. It's just supposed to be a hobby, but it's becoming like work, to be quite honest with you. And I wonder if anybody else is feeling that way. And if you feel like maybe if they just pull back a little bit on the amount of shows or pay-per-views or whatever that we had, that it might make keep that interest in the product a little bit more, might make you want it. Because I remember, like I say, being a kid and just trying to seek out any product that I could find because there just wasn't enough of it on TV to be had. And then, of course, like I say, going to the magazines and finding that and reading them and rereading them and looking at those pictures all the time and stuff like that. It was an amazing time. But like I say, if I had what I have today, where I have everything at my fingertips, where I have Peacock for everything that I want for the WWE, I have YouTube to watch all old school stuff. If I had the internet to go look at all the old magazines that I used to look at and articles and stories. And then, of course, the whole social media side of things, where that's really become such a negative space at the moment. It's just it's unreal how negative that's become. And that maybe that's part of the reason why I'm thinking that there's too much going on right now, is because of the negativity I see on social media and people always arguing and going back and forth about one company versus the other company, which is better. And, you know, it's just unreal that we're seeing people argue, almost doing death threats over a scripted form of entertainment. It just blows my mind all the time when I see people getting that way. But I think that speaks more to the people than the actual product itself. But anyways, that's my thoughts on the old too much wrestling side of things. And I wonder, what's yours? You know, are you in the same mind space? And are you feeling that same way too? Are you feeling a little bit burnt out from trying to keep up on the product? On another note, I just wanted to mention, again, like I say, it's been a bit of a hectic time lately. Work has just been killer for me as far as my regular life. And so I do apologize for not being on social media too much, not getting some things out there. I haven't put too much out on YouTube as of late. It's probably been close to a month for the Wrestling with the 80s channel. And then it's been over a month with the Wrestling with the Truth channel. But I do plan on having some stuff come out, some new stuff that I'm pretty excited about for the Wrestling with the 80s channel. This hopefully this week, at worst by this weekend, I'm hoping to drop two videos simultaneously. And I'm very excited about this. One is going to be a wrestling spotlight on David Von Erich, one of the more tragic stories of wrestling and the, you know, one of the more sad stories and really what kicked off just a run of tragic events for the Von Erich family. But there's also some bright spots about his story, and that's what I wanted to cover. I didn't want to focus just on the tragedy of it. I wanted to focus on the overall picture and just what a fantastic wrestler he was and what a fantastic story it was leading right up until his death, and you know, what could have been with David Von Erich. And speaking with what could have been, that's what the second video is going to be. I have recorded another What If episode with Ted the Hillbilly Heel from The Heel Truth. As always, I love having conversations about old school wrestling with Ted, and I really appreciate him joining me for this. So simultaneously, as I drop the David Von Erich spotlight, I'm also going to be dropping What If on David Von Erich with Ted the Hillbilly Heel, where we talk about what if the tragic events didn't happen with David Von Erich. What if he had lived a longer life? What if he had been around to win that NWA championship? What have been the ramifications if he had won the championship and been NWA champion, world champion, which we both agree we think would have happened. And it would have happened in 1984 and probably in April of that year. It would have been amazing. But unfortunately it didn't. But it's always, you know, it's fun to go down that booking road and think about the what ifs and what kind of effect that would have had on different territories, on Jim Crockett Promotions, on World Class, on WWF, even on the wrestling scene as a whole. What effect it would have had on the careers of people like Ric Flair, on the careers of people like you know, a Terry Gordy, or or even the Von Erich brothers, even guys like a Ted DiBiase. We get into different rabbit holes, you could say, different bunny trails that we take when discussing all the different ramifications that would have came from David Von Erich being NWA world champion versus Ric Flair. So, you know, we had tremendous response from the viewing audience on YouTube for my Magnum TA spotlight and the Magnum TA What If. And I'm hoping that we get the same reaction for this one, because I do think David Von Erich, along with Magnum TA, is one of those ones that really a lot of old school wrestling fans really do think back on and think, boy, just imagine if things had gone a different way. So excited to drop those. So as I say, this episode that I'm doing right now, this is coming out on a Thursday. I'm hoping by Friday to Saturday at worst that those episodes will both be up. But I encourage you, head on over to Wrestling with the 80s. Check them out. Check out some of the older videos as well. There's some great stuff on there. If you haven't subscribed yet, make sure you do subscribe. I appreciate everybody who's been so supportive of this channel and watched videos and commented. Love the comments. Brings up some great conversations from wrestling fans, talked about all these what-if scenarios. And check it out. And I do promise on the Wrestling with the Truth YouTube channel, I will be getting some videos up there as well. Like I say, the busyness has been a bit crazy, but I'm hoping to talk the lovely and talented Jen into doing another Wrestling with the Wife episode, just to get back on track with that. And she might even be turning the tables on me and putting me on the hot seat and asking me the trivia questions this time, as opposed to me doing it to her. So we'll see what kind of wicked question she comes up with that. But you know, in talking with Ted, we also came up with a what if scenario for the Wrestling with the Truth channel as well. It's not an 80s scenario, it's a 90s scenario, but I think it's another one that's a juicy topic that fans can go down the rabbit hole as well. And finally, as far as the Wrestling with the War part of the podcast, of course, that hasn't gone away. Just again, with the busyness, it's been a bit tougher to get my wrestling watching in, but I do have a couple of episodes that I'm going to be recording for the Wrestling with the War portion of the podcast that I'm going to have special guests come on board from that. It's Bishop from Terrible Wrestling Takes. He's going to be joining me to talk some of the February pay-per-views that have been going on. So we got Super Brawl 6, and we've got In Your House. Is it 6 or 7? I can't remember, but it's the February 96 In Your House. So excited to have him on board for that and getting back into the Wrestling with the War side of things. And we'll kind of rotate back and forth between Wrestling with the Truth and Wrestling with the War. But in the end, look it up, Wrestling with the Truth, for all your podcasting needs. Head on over to YouTube, subscribe to Wrestling with the Truth and Wrestling with the 80s. Check out those videos. And as I say, feel free to leave some correspondence. Once again, it is BC Hunter, WWTT at gmail.com for any correspondence. And as I say, any 5-star reviews that you want to give, I will read them out on the air. If you have an interesting comment or question, I'd love to read that out and answer it on the air as well. So all kinds of different options, but I think I'll wrap it up here, folks. I know it's a quick one, and especially after a couple of weeks of non-action here. But I don't want to overburden you with some of this this material. So again, I asked that question to you, you know, my point at the beginning. Is there too much wrestling at this time? Is it just oversaturated? Is there too much going on? Or, hey, do you want more? Would you like maybe 172 hours of wrestling throughout a week and just forget sleep? Just sleep is for the losers, and that'll happen when you're dead. But you know, give us your opinion, let us know, and tell us why you think it's just the right amount of wrestling, or what your proposal would be for a wrestling schedule. Anyways, folks, thank you very much for your time. I hope that you're keeping safe and keeping healthy, and looking forward to the next episode where we'll have another juicy topic to talk about. But in the meantime, take care and have a great day.